Hi everyone, it is Steve here with another preview for the Daily Aces podcast. This preview is for the women's match between Coco Vandeweghe and Katerina Siniaková, which will be taking place today, second up on court. The play is a two-unit selection on Coco Vandeweghe at the money line, and that will be recorded at $2.43 at Topsport. For those who have access to Pinnacle, it is currently available there at $2.48. And $2.50 at William Hill. A bit of reasoning behind this play, and it does follow along a similar line to the play I made on Von Drusova against Kontaveit yesterday. I do feel like this is a little bit of a perfect storm and a great opportunity to go against Siniaková at low odds. If we have a little bit of a look at the form of Siniaková over the last couple of weeks, we can see why there could be cause for, I guess, some interest and some support to her being a favorite in this matchup. But on paper, I just don't think the results are quite as strong as what many may think. I think it's easy to kind of look at it and go, well, yes, she did make the final in Germany last week, where she lost to Angelique Kerber in the final in straight sets. But when you do go and kind of glance over that draw overall, she was pretty lucky to get through the first round down a break in the third set to Jessica Pegula. And then from there, actually has probably one of, if not the softer draw through a quarterfinal and a semifinal of a WTA tournament in recent time. And that's facing Laura Siegmund in the quarterfinals and then Sara Cerevis-Tormo in the semifinals. I don't think that form and the players that she had to beat along the way to that final in Germany are quite as strong as it's made out to be. And I think also on top of that, I think it's very easy to get carried away by the result in round one, where she won 6-1, 6-love, playing against Wang Yifan, who had 6 winners and 20 unforced errors and only put 45% of first serves in play on a surface that she doesn't enjoy playing on in form that is below WTA standard at the moment. So as I've kind of alluded to there, yes, Siniaková has spent a lot of time on court, but I don't think it's been as strong as one would suggest by quickly looking at her overall results. Flip to the other side of the equation here, and Coco Vandeweghe, who has been kind of slowly making her way back across the course of the last couple of months from an extended injury layoff. So she didn't play between the start of August and March this year. So after a slow start, I guess, easing her way back onto the tour, we really started to see her kind of catch, you know, a little bit of confidence in terms of her game in Birmingham 2 weeks ago. So she beat Dabrowski, Kozlova, Kristina Pliskova, Alia Tomljanovic, Marie Buzkova, and made it all the way to the semifinals where she lost to Daria Kazakina. And I can appreciate that Kazakina is a tricky matchup, particularly if, you know, Coco isn't quite on her game on her given day. But I think, you know, the ability for her to put together a really solid week on grass, you know, she's relatively confident, I think, on the grass overall. When, you know, she's made semifinals at WTA level before, she's made a quarterfinal at Wimbledon in 2017, and a couple of other solid performances as well across the course of her career. So she does have confidence on the surface, and I think that's showing through. She was able to win and cover in round one against Govortsova. Looked really good considering her first serve percentage was sitting around the 50% mark. And I think she had a plus 10 winners to unforced errors differential, and Govortsova had a high first serve percentage and was still, you know, unable to really cause a lot of trouble. So I actually have Coco here as a slight favorite. I have kind of tossed up making this a larger play than two units, but I have settled on it just because the sample size isn't quite there yet for Coco on her return to the tour. And because of that, I'm just not comfortable going above two units in this particular setup. I think Coco's ability to hit with power and hit aggressively is actually going to frustrate Siniaková. And as I said, when you look through her recent results, you know, the one of the players that had a real challenge, or, you know, really challenged her on the grass recently was Jessica Pegula. You know, players able to hit a little bit more powerfully and, you know, cause a little bit more, I guess, stress on the defense of Siniaková. So, look, I don't think Siniaková's playing as strongly as the odds suggest, and I'm happy to go against her here. So just to recap, we have two units on Coco Vandeweghe to win at the money line, and that is going to be recorded at $2.43 at Top Sport. It is currently $2.48 at Pinnacle and $2.50 at William Hill for those who are interested. Thanks again for tuning in. I also believe that John and Alex are also on Coco, I think, today. So there is a little bit of consensus there amongst everyone who's a part of the Daily Aces podcast. So we will see how that goes. But thanks for tuning in. And if you do have any questions, don't hesitate to get in touch at @ace_previews on Twitter. Or if you want to contact John, that is at @JRTweetsTennis, or Alex is @_NOOPS. Thank you, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another audio preview.